Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because of who you are, Lord, we worship you. Yes. Because of who you are, we magnify your name. We glorify your name. Oh, God, you are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, Lord. We worship you on today. Yes. Because of who you are, we thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you for your love, God. We just thank you for being in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for life. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you, God, for a right mind. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the mind of Christ on today. You have not given us a spirit of fear, oh God, but one of love, power, and a sound mind. So God, no matter what we're going through on today, God, we will continually praise you. We will continually magnify your name. We will continue to lift you up, oh God, because you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We love you today, God. We bless your name. We worship you on today, God. Lord, there is none like you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we glorify your name. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Even as we have already entered into a time of prayer, we welcome you to the NCCM prayer line. Welcome you to our virtual sanctuary. We ask that you will knit your hearts together with us in prayer. As we go before our King, as we go before our Lord, as we go before our Father on today, petitioning him in our prayers, he says if we come to him asking anything according to his will, that we can believe that he hears us. And knowing that he hears us, we can believe that he will give us those things for which we are asking. So we are interceding on the behalf of you and your families and the church and the United States of America and the world. We are interceding on the behalf of souls on tonight.
Yes.
Believing that at New Creation Christian Ministries, myself, Pastor Rebecca, my husband, Pastor Anthony, and the New Creation Christian Ministries church family, we are believing, God, that together, we can save 300,000 plus souls for the kingdom of God. And they are coming in. My God, God says, blessed is he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness,
yes,
for he shall be filled. And we just ask that you join us in this hunger. Join us in this thirst for souls. Join us in this hunger and thirst for souls to be saved and lives to be changed by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. So we're believing God for souls to, yes, be saved, and we're believing God for lives to be changed. We're believing God for your families, my God. We're believing God for your finances. So let us pray. Get yourself into a position of prayer. You can bow on your prostrate before the Lord, lay prostrate. You can kneel, you can walk the floors, or you can just sit and receive and touch and agree with us on tonight in this prayer, because we believe that the prayers of the righteous,
yes,
are powerful and effective. And we believe that God is answering these prayers that we petition him with each and every Tuesday night. So let us pray. Hallelujah. Father, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name on today. God, you are worthy.
Yes.
You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for your manifested presence in our lives. Lord, we thank you, Father, for being with us, for being within us, for being upon us, oh God. We thank you for your glory being in this sanctuary. We thank you for your glory resting upon our lives, God. We thank you, O Lord, hallelujah, that you order our steps. We thank you, Lord, that you direct our path, that you show us the way to go, that you show us what to say, O God, that you show us, O God, hallelujah, how to do the kingdom assignment that you have put upon our lives. And, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you on today. We worship you, O God. Here we are to worship you, Lord. Like the psalmist said, because of who you are, we give you praise. Because of who you are, we give you glory. Because of who you are, we lift our voices to give you all the praise that is worthy to be given to you on tonight, God. All of the praise that is owed you, oh God.
Yes.
We come, Father God, not holding back, oh God, because you said in your word that you inhabit the praises of your people. So, God, we thank you, Lord, for inhabiting our praise on tonight.
Yes.
So, Lord, wherever your people are in Simpleton tonight, wherever your people are as they hear this prayer, God, even those through the archives, Father God, let your fire rest upon us, O God. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost, let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on us tonight, God. Hallelujah. In a mighty way, God. Let your glory fill this temple. Let your glory fill our homes. Let your glory fill our hearts on tonight, God. Lord, we need you on tonight,
yes.
God. We need you more than ever, oh God. We need you more, oh God, more than ever before. Oh God, we just ask that you show us in a tangible way, God. Manifest yourself to us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for manifesting healing on tonight, God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for stirring up your anointing, oh God, in this place, oh God, that everybody that comes into this sanctuary, God, will be healed by your power, God. Not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, oh Lord. Lord, not by the power of man, but by the power of your Holy Ghost, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for manifesting healings. We thank you for miracles, God. We thank you for signs and wonders, oh God. Following this prayer, oh God, we thank you for souls being saved, oh God. We thank you for families being put together. We thank you, oh Lord, and we praise you, oh God. Lord, we worship you, oh God. Lord, we come seeking after you. We need your glory, God. We need your glory, God. We need your glory, God. We came seeking after you, oh God. Love. As a deer passes after the waters, oh God, so our souls are longing after you. Oh God, we come, Father God, hallelujah, not with pomp and circumstance, God, not looking for our own selfish agenda, God, but Lord, we come saying, let your will be done. Let your will be done, oh God. Not our will, but let your will be done. Let your will be done, God. Hallelujah. 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 And let your fire sit on us, oh God. Sit on us, oh God, with your fire, oh God. Sit on us, oh Lord, with your anointing, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we need you.
We need you, God.
None more cool, Lord, we need you, Lord. We need you, Lord.
Yes.
We need you, Lord. We bless your name. We worship you. We magnify your
yes.
name. You are worthy, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, stir up the courage. Stir up the courage,
yes.
God. Let us come boldly. Let us come boldly to your throne, oh God. Let us be bold, oh God, in our evangelism as we go forth, oh God, and tell people about Jesus. Let us be bold, oh God. Let us be bold in our evangelism, oh God. Not holding back, oh God. Not afraid, not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because we know that it is the power for salvation, oh God. Lord, we pray for every drug addict out there, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray for Sister, Father God, Dana, and I pray for Sister Stefanada, oh God, that called me on today, God. I call, Father God, these two sisters delivered from heroin addiction, oh God. I call them delivered right now in the name of Jesus. I declare for everybody struggling with drugs right now, none of more cool shell on the Hikina, that this drug addict, this demon of addiction, has no power. I cut off the demon of addiction. We cut it off right now
yes.
in the name of Jesus. We declare that this demon of addiction has no authority in the lives of your people. God, both of these women know you. Both of these women call on
yes.
the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you right now that by the stripes of Christ, these women are healed in the name of Jesus. We thank you for manifesting healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you tonight, God. I pray for every person struggling on tonight, even those who are under the sound of my voice.
Yes.
I pray and I break every chain. Oh, my God, I break every
chain.
Every chain.
I break every chain of addiction. I break every chain of addiction. We break every chain of low self-esteem. We touch and agree on tonight. In the name of Jesus, and we break every chain of poverty for those who are struggling in their finances. You said in your word, oh God, that wealth and riches would be in our house.
Yes.
Lord, we come to you, God, not praying our will, but we pray your will, God. Let your will be done, oh God, according to your word. That said that wealth and riches are in the homes of those who are righteous. And we thank you, Lord, that our own righteousness is as filthy rags,
yes.
Oh God. But, Lord, tonight we clothe ourselves with the righteousness of Christ. And we declare on today that we are not poor, but we are rich. We thank you, Lord,
thank you.
That every need is met, God. We thank you, Lord, that you give seed to the sower and bread to the eater.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that you are a God of supernatural increase. We thank you, Lord, that just like when Isaac sowed in the land, that you multiply his seed instantaneously. God, we thank you for an instantaneous return on this prayer, God. Some people are believing you for money, God. Some people are believing for miracles. Some people are believing you, oh God, for healing. Some people are believing you, oh God, for a roof over their head. Some people are believing for their children.
Jesus.
God, some of us are believing for our marriages. Lord, some people are believing for the church.
Yes.
And God, we thank you that you answer all needs, that you meet us where our faith is. Lord, we thank you for increase on tonight.
Jesus.
In every single area. God, we thank you that there is no lack in our pockets.
Oh,
we thank you, Lord, that there is no lack in our checking account.
Yes.
We thank you, God, that there is no lack in our church. We thank you, Lord,
yes.
That there is no lack in the ministry. Oh, God, that you have given your people to do. We thank you, Lord, that there is no lack in our marriage. We thank you, Lord, that by the stripes of Christ we are healed. We thank you, Lord, that great is the peace of our children.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord. Oh, God, hallelujah, that our minds are stable. We thank you, Lord. We bind up depression,
Jesus.
Discouragement, bipolarism. We bind up anxiety, worry, doubt, and fear.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we bind it up. And we lose faith, we lose courage, we lose power on tonight, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. If you have a heavenly language, go ahead and praise God. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we worship you. And when we pray in English, my God, we pray in English, but we also pray in our heavenly language. That's a language between you and God. And when you pray in your heavenly language, the Bible says you edify yourself. When you speak in tongues, you edify yourself.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So neglect not to speak and pray in tongues. Father, we worship you on tonight. We thank you, O Lord, and we praise you on tonight. We praise you. Go ahead and praise God right where you are. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Praise Yah on tonight. Hallelujah. We praise you on tonight, God. Lord, we pray for New Creation Christian Ministries
Church.
We pray for the church on tonight, God. Lord, we pray for New Creation Christian Church, God. We pray that you will bless the church. We thank you for adding to the ministry, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for sending souls from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Lord, light the fire in the hearts of your people that gather in the sanctuary. on a weekly basis. Lord, light the fire in the hearts of your people to go forth and evangelize.
Yes.
Sheep beget sheep. Thank you for Sister Jessica, oh God. Thank you for Brother Kevin, oh God, Jr., oh God. Thank you for Sister Carmen, oh God. Thank you for Sister Rita, oh God. Thank you for Sister Shaniqua, oh God.
Yes.
Thank you, oh Lord, hallelujah, for Sister Kayla, oh God. Thank you for Sister Sudani, oh God. Thank you for Sister Lori, oh God.
Yes.
Thank you for Sister Daniela Singletary, oh God. Thank you for Sister Daniela Brown, oh God. Lord, we thank you for Sister Rita Leek, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We praise you on tonight, God. We thank you and we praise you. We thank you, Lord. We worship you. We thank you for Sister Hakita, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have your way. We thank you for Sister Darlene, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for Prophetess Singletary on tonight, God. We thank you for Sister Linda tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for Sister Dolores on tonight. We thank you for Sister Sade on tonight, God.
Yes.
We thank you and we praise you, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for Brother, oh God, Kevin Senior. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For Brother Lewis, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Erica Green, oh God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you for Brother Marcus, oh God. We thank you for Brother Rodney, oh God. Lord, we praise you on tonight, God. We thank you for Brother Daniel on tonight, God. Lord, continue to have your way, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for Sister Nairobi. My God, all of the children, oh God, every child in the ministry. We thank you for Mother Mae Thomas on tonight, God. For Sister Nadia, oh God. Oh God, Sister Daniela Brown and Brother Amel, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, continue to have your way. Bless Sister Daniela Singletary and all, oh God, that are, Father God, officially, my God, connected to New Creation Christian Ministries. God, we thank you for every family that you have sent into that church. We praise you on today, God. Lord, bless not only those who sit in the congregation on a weekly basis, but bless those, Father God, who are connected to them. Bless, Father God, every member of their household, oh God. Lord, bless Sister, oh my God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless Sister April on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, bless her husband, Ricky, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, bless that family, God. Bless their children, God. Lord, continue to put a hedge of protection around that family, God. Keep them from all harm. Father God, where there is trouble, Father God, we speak peace in the name of Jesus. Father God, where there is lack, we speak plenty, oh God. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over their marriage. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over their finances. We plead the blood of Jesus over their minds, God. We plead the blood of Jesus, Lord, not only that they would be saved, everybody in their family, God, but that they will walk with you. And the same for every person that I have called on tonight. Bless Sister Rita Leek, even in her family, her sister. Bless her family members, oh God. Rita and her sister, even as they, Father God, put, Father God, the remains of their past, their father to rest, oh God. Even as he, Father God, has gone home to be with you, oh God. Bless Sister Rita and her sister. Continue to keep them. Continue to comfort them. Continue to strengthen them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, bless them, oh God. Continue to give them peace and give them direction. Give them wisdom and give them courage. Oh God, give them that joy and that peace, oh God, that can only come from you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, bless Sister Jessica, oh God. Even as she goes after her dreams, oh God, continue to order her steps. Keep her protected. Even in the world of modeling, oh God, keep her protected from the wolves. Keep her protected from those, Father God. Send her to a godly enterprise, God. Send her to someone, Father God, who will nurture the gift that she has.
Yes.
Send her to someone who will not try to pimp or prostitute her, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus over her life right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless Sister Tina. even as she gave me a prayer request on tonight, God. Bless her and her family, oh God. Bless them, oh God. Unify that family, oh God. Lord, give them peace, oh God, even amongst themselves, God. Give them a spirit of forgiveness, a spirit of unity, oh God. I bind up and we bind up and come against the spirit of offense in the name of Jesus. We declare that no weapon formed against that family can prosper. We thank you for healing her mother, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for healing Mother Lane, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for keeping her healed. We thank you, Lord, that when you said we will be healed and you will heal us and we will be healed. So, Lord, we thank you for divine healing on tonight, God. Continue, Father God, to do knit together that family in unity. Lord, let them forgive each other. Let them, Father God, not be easily offended with each other. Lord, we come against any offense of the past. We bind up any generational curse, anything that's trying to follow that family. We come against it and we break it off in the name of Jesus. We break every chain in the name of Jesus. Bless, oh God, this family. Bless every member of their household, the extended family members, the nieces, the nephews, oh God, the in-laws, oh God, the immediate family, her sisters, oh God, Kim and Lisa, oh God. Lord, bless them. Bless Sister Tina, oh God. Touch them right now, God. Encourage my sister, oh God. In the name of Jesus, encourage Tina on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, we speak for unity on all families, that all families would be unified. In the name of Jesus, we come against every hindrance, oh God. Put families back together. Lord, put our families back together. Give us peace in our families. Give us unity in our families, especially our church family, oh God. Give us unity in the church. We come against the spirit of division. We come against the spirit of witchcraft. We bind up any spirit that would try to come into New Creation Christian Ministry. We come against the spirit of Jezebel. We come against any spirit that would try to come in and cut down or tear down what you have built up, oh God. Lord, we ask that you continue to build New Creation Christian Church. Lord, you said, Father God, that unless you build the house, that those who labor, labor in vain. So, Lord, we thank you for putting that house together again. Lord, we thank you and we give you permission, God, to weed out, oh God, anything that's contrary, that's operating contrary to your will. In the name of Jesus, Lord, start with us. Father God, sanctify your pastors. Sanctify Pastor Anthony and I afresh and anew. Give us a pure heart with which to worship you. Lord, let us not be offended. Let us not be bitter. Let us not be weary, O God. Let us not grow weary in well-doing. Let us continue to love your people, O God. Let us continue, O God, to walk in love. Let us not lord it over your people, O God. And, Lord, give your people a heart to serve, even as we serve your people, O God. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you on tonight for New Creation Christian Ministries, the church. We thank you, Lord, for bringing in the laborers. We pray to the Lord of the harvest. We pray to you, O God. You are the Lord of the harvest. You are the Lord of the harvest. And we pray to you on today that you will send in the laborers, that you will send in the laborers, because the harvest is plenteous, O God. And, Lord, we thank you that we are a growing church. We are not a small church. We are a growing church doing things, Father God, in the magnitude of your glory, God. So we thank you, Lord, for the fact that we are a growing church, God, and that we have a heart for souls. And, Lord, we ask that you send in the laborers. Send them in, O God. Send them in. Send them in. We clean house. I take a broom right now, and I clean house. I sweep New Creation Christian Ministries in the spirit realm. I sweep every house that's represented in that church. I sweep it out. We sweep it out. The broom is sweeping your house. If you are a member of New Creation Christian Ministries, the broom of the Lord, the broom of the Spirit is sweeping your house right now, and it's sweeping out poverty. It's sweeping out sickness. It's sweeping out sin. It's sweeping out anything that will hinder the move of God in your life. The broom is sweeping out every demon on assignment in the name of Jesus. It's sweeping out lukewarmness. My God, give your people a heart to pray. Lord, bring in the prayer warriors in the name of Jesus, those who are sincere, those who love you, those who love us, your pastors, those who love your church. Bring in the prayer warriors. Bring in the laborers. Bring in the workers. Bring them in, God. Bring them in. We call them in. Go ahead and call them in. We call them in. We call them in. We call them in. We pray for Elizabeth. I'm going to give it to my husband, even as he prays. Pastor, the Lord just lets me know you have an anointing to pray for Elizabeth, to pray for the city of Elizabeth, to pray for the cities. Hallelujah, that the representative, even as we begin to take prayer requests. Hallelujah, even as I begin to pray for Elizabeth, Lord, have your way, even now, as this prayer continues. Sweep the streets of Elizabeth, Father God, with your spirit. We pray for Elizabeth right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord, right now we lift up the city of Elizabeth to you in the name of Jesus. 87 First Street is where our church resides. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood over that city right now. And we say, Lord, have your way with every family, every young person in the name of Jesus. Lord, minister through the streets of that neighborhood in the matchless name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your long-suffering. We thank you for your mercy that is sufficient, your grace that is sufficient in this hour. In the name of Jesus, move by your spirit tonight, not by power, not by might, but by the spirit of the living God. Right now, Lord, as we give ourselves away through the power of prayer and the prayer of faith, your word reminds us with two or more as to touch and agree, we shall have what we say. And right now, Lord, we come right now in the name of Jesus, wanting to agree with your people, Lord, those who called in from near and far.
Yes.
Lord, so many are standing in the need of prayer. And right now, we thank you, and we rebuke the hand of the enemy right now, trying to keep Christians from praying, trying to keep believers from seeking your face, trying to keep our mouths shut in the name of Jesus, in the area of intercessory prayer. Lord, we're supposed to cover one another. Your word says to pray for one another, that we all might be healed in the name of Jesus. Lord, our words have power. Our words have authority. Our words are anointed. So in the matchless name of Jesus, right now we speak abundance over your people. We speak prosperity over your people.
Yes.
We speak healing right now over your people.
Yes.
In the matchless name of Jesus,
yes,
those looking for housing, Lord, open a door that no man can shut. In the matchless name of Jesus, give them favor with the landlord. Give them favor, Lord, with the human resource department. Give them favor, Lord, with the person with the financial means to make it happen. In the name of Jesus, not by power, not by might, but by your spirit. Your word says, eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what you are going to do for those who are loving you. So, Lord, your word says, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and we shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you.
Yes.
People of God, hear the word of the Lord. The Bible says, what person who would give their child a stone, who asks for bread, how much more will our Heavenly Father give us, who, glory be to God, know what we stand in the need of? So we are going to God in prayer tonight. We are going to God with thanksgiving on tonight. We are going to God with a spirit of humility on tonight. And we are saying, Lord, have mercy on our situation. Lord, look favorable on your children on tonight. Lord, give them a financial blessing. Give them a financial miracle. Lord, make a way out of no way tonight. You said in your word, when the enemy comes in like a flood, that you will raise up a standard. You said in your word that no weapon formed against us will be able to prosper. We, Lord, are reminded of your word tonight,
yes,
that we are more than conquerors,
yes,
through Christ Jesus,
Amen,
who strengthens us. We are reminded through the word of the living God tonight,
yes,
that God shall supply,
yes,
all of our needs,
my God,
according to his riches,
yes,
in Christ Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we are reminded,
yes,
that you became poor, that we might be made rich in the matchless name of Jesus. Lord, you said you give bread to the sower, and you give, glory be to God, you give seed to the sower and bread to the eater tonight. And we're believing that your word will not come back void, but it shall accomplish that which you sent it to do.
Yes.
And right now, I send your word to every person under the sound of my voice. And, Lord, you said you sent your word that,
yes,
they might be healed,
yes,
in the name of Jesus. So anybody who is sick in their body, I feel the power. I feel the Holy Ghost. Anybody who is sick in their body tonight, receive your divine healing from,
yes,
glory in the name of Jesus. Receive the power of the Holy Ghost that,
yes,
dwells on the inside of you. Receive the power of Almighty God,
yes,
that rests, rule, and abide over your life on tonight. Lord, we believe in the power of prayer, so I plead the blood over every family tonight. Lord, allow every parent, every grandparent, every mother,
yes,
every father, Lord, every person that's the guardian over children tonight, in the name of Jesus, Lord, help us in the name of Jesus to pay every bill, to pay our mortgages,
yes,
to pay our rent and our car notes, to pay every utility bill. Lord, make a way out of no way. In the name of Jesus, we have not, because we ask not. And right now we are asking. We are asking for your favor. We are asking for you to send a financial miracle. We are asking for a divine healing in the body of your people on tonight. We are praying for our neighborhoods. We are praying for our young people. Even the incident that happened in the city of North concerning the IHOP restaurant manager. Lord, stop the senseless killing,
yes,
in the name of Jesus. Lord, stop the senseless violence in our young people, with our young people, in the name of Jesus. Give them the ability to finish high school. Give them the ability and the desire to graduate high school. Give them the ability and the desire to go on and graduate from college.
Yes.
Give them the ability,
yes,
and the desire to enter into the workforce and become,
yes,
upstanding citizens of these United States of America.
Yes.
So in the name of Jesus,
yes,
those of us who have had gainful employment,
yes,
those of us who have had stellar careers,
yes,
those of us in the name of Jesus who've experienced retirement,
yes,
who've experienced longevity in the workplace, those of us in the name of Jesus with a job and a roof over our head, I feel the Holy Ghost. Lord, we have raiment,
yes,
we have clothes on our back, we have a meal and dinner that we can eat tonight. Somebody, we have food in the refrigerator and some food in our cupboard. Lord, we have a bed to rest our head on tonight. We don't want to take nothing for granted in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, as we get ready to open up the prayer line, somebody is standing in the need of prayer. So, Lord, we want to hear from the people who called in tonight. Lord, those who are standing in the need of prayer. Lord, we want to agree with them that you will work that situation out. Oh, glory be to God. We want to agree with them that all things are working together for their good according to the scriptures. We want to agree with them that your word says to count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation. Your word says there is no temptation known unto man, but which is common to man, that you, Lord, even with the same temptation, will not put on them more than what they can bear.
Yes.
But with the same temptation, your word says that you'll make a way of escape.
Yes.
They're going to be able to escape out of that debt. they're going to be able to escape out of that unemployment line. They are going to be able to escape the spirit of poverty that's trying to oppress them. They are going to be able to escape the spirit of sickness that's trying to come on the children of God. They are going to be able to escape that spirit of dysfunction in the family.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Caller, we see that hand.
Yes.
We are going to open up the prayer line tonight.
Yes, Lord.
And we're going to say, Lord, have your way.
Have your way, God.
Lord, somebody's looking. They have a need.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody has a desire, Lord. You said, delight yourself in the Lord. And he'll give us the desires of our heart.
Hallelujah.
So, Lord, that person that lost their joy for church, that person that lost their joy for the things of God,
yes,
that person that the enemy trying to take their praise,
yes,
what they're going through, the enemy's trying to take the praise of your people, the enemy's trying to shut our mouths, the enemy's trying to get us to back up from the things of God. But the devil is a liar.
Yeah.
I say and I declare that the devil is a liar.
Yes.
And you are victorious in God.
Yes.
You are already successful. You are already a winner. You are already declared more than a conqueror.
Yes.
You are already a victor and not a victim.
Yes.
So as we open up the prayer line, we receive your word tonight according to the scriptures in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we say, have your way.
Have your way, God.
Have your way. Have your way.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Area code 908. Your phone line is open. Is that a prayer request?
Yes, it's a prayer request, but I also want to begin by saying thanks. Despite all the hell that my wife and I have been facing, I just want to thank Lord for continuously making the way, not only sheltering us thus far, but making sure that we eat. You know, my wife continues to use those precious hands of hers to cook the meals that only I love, and I'm very grateful for that. The second thing is, for some reason, the enemy has been attacking me lately. Like, I noticed my left or right ear has a tendency of aching, like an ear infection. My left ear lately has been bleeding, like, off and on, so I know that I'm supposed to be using Q-tips, but I was almost on the verge of going to get it checked out. You know, it's like the enemy has been attacking my health.
Amen, my brother. We're definitely going to lift that up. And like you said, you know, your wife, God provided the food, and you guys have had a meal and a roof over your head, and God is providing. In spite of the warfare that you said is intense, now you see even sometimes the enemy trying to attack your health and your body. So we're going to pray. We're going to pray, and we just want to touch and agree with you. Father, for Brother Amel right now, we pray even concerning that air condition, Lord, with the earache or the symptoms of an ear infection, even the symptoms of the bleeding from the air and the aching in both ears in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said you gave him ears to hear your word and to hear your voice. So right now we speak health over his ears in the name of Jesus. Lord, he shall walk in divine health. In the name of Jesus. And if he needs to go to the doctor, Lord, give him in the name of Jesus the ability, even the time away from work or the busyness of life, to go get it checked out, even in the natural. We thank you for hospitals, and we thank you for nurses, and we thank you for the medical professions, Lord, that can help these bodies stay healthy. But in the name of Jesus, if it is spiritual, Lord, right now we break the hand of the devil trying to attack his ear gate. We break right now the spirit of a demonic attack that may come against his body in the name of Jesus. Lord, the warfare against his livelihood and the warfare against his finances, the warfare, Lord, against his marriage shall not prevail. Because your word says no weapon formed against this couple will be able to prosper.
Yes.
So, Lord, help them to walk in agreement. Help them to love on each other like never before. Help them to be there for one another, because
your word says when a husband and wife pray together, that family stays together in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, help them to pray together. Help them to read the Bible and have devotions together. Help them to even come to church and worship together in the name of Jesus, because we know the power of agreement, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for Brother Amel. I thank you that he wants to be the man and the father that you called him to be. Right now, we cover their daughters, Lord. Their family,
you,
even their children,
yes,
Lord, that this father have his daughters and Daniela girls in the name of Jesus. We say cover their children in the name of Jesus and bless this family, God. They are trying to be righteous. They are trying to be godly. They are living holy in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
so
Lord.
No weapon, no demonic force, no spiritual warfare.
Mm-hmm.
That's trying to remind them of the past in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
I hear brother in the spirit, please hear the word of God. God is saying in this season, I really need you to walk by faith and not by sight. The enemy's trying to get you to look like Peter, to look at the winds and the waves of life. That means to look at your natural circumstances. But God is saying, I need you to see the invisible. I need you to see what I'm doing behind the scenes. I need you to believe in your heart, you and your wife, to come in agreement, to know that it's all going to work out. This is just a test. That's going to be a testimony someday. So all the hell that you go through, all the storms that you go through, all the hardships that you go through, God said he's building your testimony. He's building your faith.
Yes.
God said he's stirring up your faith right now, and he needs you to trust in him. He needs you to believe in him like never before. God is trying to reveal himself to you like never before, because I sense in my spirit that you're going after God like you've never gone after God before, that you're talking to God like you've never talked to God before, that you're asking God to change you like you've never asked God to change you before, and God is going to honor that. But he said, he's saying to me to say to you, he needs you to walk by faith and not by sight. God really needs you to see.
We receive it. We definitely receive it.
Yes, there's a whole other realm that operates outside of the natural realm. And God wants you to tap into that. The Bible says he spoke that things, those things that be not as if they were. And he spoke things into existence. And God is saying in this season, you got to watch the words that come out of your mouth. Begin to speak things into existence. Begin to speak favor over you and your wife. Begin to declare that you... That's right, that's right. Begin to call those things that be not as if they are, and watch what God do. Amen, my brother.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you, man of God. Keep the faith, man. Pray for your wife. Peace and blessings be back to you.
Always. I couldn't have made it. I wouldn't lie to you guys. I couldn't have made it without her. I know sometimes I get on her nerves, but I love her. And again, I'm grateful for all the things that have happened to me thus far. It's not a coincidence that we're connected on this platform of prayer. So it's not connected that we, that y'all are front line for us. It's not by coincidence.
Hey, man, I agree with that. And we have quite a few people on the prayer line tonight. And there's a multi-billion people on the face of this planet. But we are on this prayer line together because God ordained this moment tonight.
Amen. Amen. And Father God, we just praise your name, Lord. We pray right now for Brother Mel and Sister Daniela, oh God. And even as he said, it's not a coincidence that we are connected on this prayer line. And right now, God, we, Father God, touch and agree, Father God, that the anointing that is on our lives, the anointing that is on our marriage, oh God, will flow down, Father God, just like the oil from Aaron's beard, and will flow down, Father God, flow onto their lives, flow onto their marriage, oh God. We thank you for the anointing, Father God, to be happily, blissfully, joyfully married, oh God. We thank you for the anointing, oh God, to sustain the attack of the enemy. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing, oh God, Father God, to just hold on, Father God, to stay with each other and look towards heaven, even while you work out their own personal issues, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing, oh God, to come out on top, Father God, even when the devil tried to take them out. We thank you for the warrior anointing, oh God, that's being poured out over them, poured out over their marriage, oh God, poured out over their finances, oh God, poured out over their lives, oh God, that they truly can stand and say, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. So, Lord, right now we make a divine impartation, Father God, in their lives, Father God. Nana Mokoshala, a.k.a. Makashala. God, touch this man of God, touch his wife, oh God. Hallelujah.
Don't take your mercy away from us.
Power from on high, oh God. And we thank you, even as we have been married for 17 years, oh God, that there are 7 months. That there are 7 months. Will turn into a lifetime, oh God. So we just thank you and we praise you for this man of God, for this woman of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Keep listening, my brother. We'll continue to pray for you. Continue to pray for us. Amen. Amen. Continue to listen. God bless you.
Amen.
If there are any more prayer requests tonight, again, we feel the power of God on this line. We've been getting testimonies. We've been getting feedback of the goodness of God. And if you are standing in the need of prayer tonight, we believe that God is able, in the name of Jesus, to do some powerful things concerning his church and concerning the people of God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Right now, we lift up Ron Stokes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for him. In the area of a cancer diagnosis, Lord, we know that, God, you're able. You're able to cure cancer, even though there's not a natural cure through modern medicine. We know that you can shrink tumors. You can, Father God, you can make cancer disappear in the name of Jesus. And right now we plead the blood over his life, Lord, Brother Ron Stokes, in the name of Jesus. And we pray for him and his family tonight. And we say right now, Willie Stokes, his father, Lord, give that family right now. Give them comfort in the middle of this, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we right now speak healing. We right now believe, Lord, we believe in the impossible. Your word says without with man it might be impossible, but your word says with God all things are possible. So right now, Lord, we speak healing to his body. We speak deliverance to his temple. We say, Lord, by the stripes of Jesus, he is already healed. These bodies belong to you, God. These bodies, in the name of Jesus, we give them and we lay them on your altar. And we say, Lord, have your way in the midst of this situation. So right now we give Ron Stokes to you and his father, Willie Stokes, Lord. That family, keep them in the center of your will, in the name of Jesus. And this is the confidence we have that we ask anything according to your will, you hear us. And we know that you hear us. We have the petitions that we ask of you. And right now we pray for Gregory Carter, in the name of Jesus, our dear friend, Lord, in the state of Alabama. Lord, we pray for him right now. And we say, Lord, be healed in the name of Jesus. We speak right now to Greg, and we touch and agree with him. Lord, increase his faith. Keep his wife and his daughter and his family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Sister Adelphia, Lord. We pray for his daughter, and we pray for Greg right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we speak healing over his body. We speak peace over his mind. We speak joy to be restored in his heart. We speak faith over his life in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we speak that you stir up the spirit of the living God on the inside of my good friend, Greg Carter, in the name of Jesus. He is standing in the need of prayer. And right now, my wife and I, along with the people on this line, we are touching and agreeing that Greg is already healed by the stripes of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we give him to you, and we say, Lord, have your way. Touch his body right now with the power of the blood of Jesus. And glory. Oh, glory. I felt that in the spirit, Lord, that you are already work. You are already at work in his members. You are already at work. Even as he is believing you for total healing, total restoration, total deliverance from his condition that he has been diagnosed with. And right now, in the name of Jesus,
We speak total deliverance.
Yes, God.
Total healing.
Hallelujah.
Total, Father God, in the name of Jesus, restoration of his body.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we give Greg Carter to you, and we say, Lord, have your way. In the name of Jesus,
yes,
I pray. Amen. And amen.
Hallelujah. Father, we just praise your name. Even as we begin to, Father God, go down from this place, God, we thank you, Father God, for Maisha, oh God, Tucker, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Even as she has had to have a biopsy, oh God, we thank you, Lord, Father God, for positivity, Father God, in the area of her health, oh God. We come against any diagnosis that's contrary to, Father God, your scripture that says that we shall prosper and be in good health, even as our souls prosper, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you for a good report in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And for those of you who are believing God for healing on tonight, just touch your body. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for all, Father God, who are believing you for healing on tonight. Even as we lay hands on ourselves, oh God, we thank you that by your stripes we are healed, oh God. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against us can prosper, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of you are believing God for provision, and God is saying he is already providing. He's Jehovah Jireh. I just hear God saying he's Jehovah Jireh, and he's providing. He's already made a way for your every need. Just continue to trust in him. And some of you are, hallelujah, believing God for jobs, and God says there's some jobs. He wants you to go out and begin to fill out the applications. Go on the internet and begin to fill out the applications. And God says, and begin to tell people that you are looking for a job, because God's going to put somebody in front of you, and it's going to be an open door. God says he's opening doors that no man can close, and he's closing doors that no man can open. So the Lord is saying, continue to be persistent, continue to move forward by faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And God is speaking to me, Pastor Emily, Matthew chapter 6. The Lord is saying, don't worry. Some of you out there, somebody out there has been worrying, and you've been worrying about your children. You've been worrying. We break it off in the name of Jesus. We break off that spirit of worry. God says he has not given you an anxious spirit. He says, be anxious for nothing, but commit your ways to him and give him your cares. Cast your cares on Jesus, because Jesus cares for you. So God is saying, I see the worry beginning to break up, but God, you're trying to hold on. You're saying, but God, I don't know what I'm going to do. And God says, trust me.
Yes.
God is saying, trust me. He's saying, do not worry. Do not let your heart be troubled. Jesus says, do not let your heart be troubled. Trust in God.
Yes.
Believe in God. Believe also in me, says Jesus. Hallelujah.
That's
God's
right.
Breaking up that spirit of worry. He's breaking it off of you. I know what it looks like. It looks hard.
Worry,
it looks like it's
God.
Impossible.
Yes.
But God wants to remind you on tonight that he is the God of impossibilities. Don't worry about that son. Don't worry about your son. Don't worry about your son, mother. Mother, mother, I see you. I see you out there. There's a mother out there, and you're very concerned about your son. And God says, don't worry about your son. I still got right now in the name of Jesus. God is saying, give me your son. Continue to leave him on the altar. Continue to pray. And God is healing your broken heart. You got some, there's somebody out there that your heart has been broken. And God says on tonight that he's sending healing, a balm of Gilead. There's a balm of Gilead. There's peace being released, my God. Even in that area, my God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And my God, Pastor Emily, there's a wife, hallelujah, there's a wife out there. You're listening to the sound of my voice. You have to release the past, my God, even in the area of your marriage. God says, I'm doing a new thing in your marriage, and you have to, as you move forward by faith, God says, release the past. He's giving you, my God, God's giving you the ability to trust again. And God is saying, I'm not telling you to trust man. I'm asking you to trust me. Hallelujah. God says, I'll never put any more on you than you can handle. Hallelujah. Trust me. Trust me. Get your eyes off. And this is for that wife out there. Get your eyes off of your your husband and put your eyes on God. Hallelujah. God says, I'm going to bring you through. Hallelujah. You're coming out victorious. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just see the heart of the mother tonight. God says, give me your children. The Bible says, great is the peace of my children. For that mother who's concerned about her sons and her daughters, hallelujah, as you mothers are out there, God is saying, give your children to me. Hallelujah. Great is the peace of your children. God says, I bless you and I bless your seed.
Don't worry,
mother. I bless you and I bless your seed. Not only are you being blessed during this season, says the Lord, but your seed is being blessed. Ha. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I just thank you for this word. My mama, if somebody's getting ready to get an increase, you're going to get a check. My God, I see money coming in the mail. Hallelujah. But men and women are about to give into your bosom. God is adding increase to you in the area of your finances. Hallelujah. He says, I've been young, but now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. This might be a time of lack for you, but God says, I'm getting ready to release increase in your life. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father, we just praise you for this word that's been released. I seal it upon the lives of your people in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. As we get ready to close out this time of prayer, there's a scripture that's been in my spirit, and we are going to play Shift in the Atmosphere as we close out tonight. We want that song to minister to you. But let me remind you from that 91st Psalm, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Verse 5 says, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Verse 11, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways.
My God.
He shall give his angels charge over you,
Jesus,
to keep you in all your ways.
Jesus.
And he closed out the psalm, verse 15 and 16. He shall call upon me. That's what we're doing tonight.
Mm.
He shall call upon me, and I will answer him.
Jesus.
I will be with him in trouble.
My God.
I will deliver him, and I will honor him. He says, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
My God.
God has you, beloved. God has you. You are in the secret place.
Mm-hmm.
You are in the safe place.
Yes.
You are in that place of security.
Yes.
You are in that sanctified, sacred place.
Yes.
Under the feathers and the wing of your God whom,
yes,
you serve.
Jesus.
He is a refuge around your,
yes,
life.
God.
He has already sent angels to keep you in a time of trouble,
yes,
and to show you in your decision making which way you should go.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes on to say he's going to satisfy you with long life.
My God.
That's why we pray over sickness. That's why we come against disease.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Bible says God will satisfy you with long life.
Long life.
So prosperity is yours.
Mm-hmm.
Healing is yours.
Yes.
Deliverance is yours.
Yes.
So as we play this song, maybe there's a spirit that's trying to enter into your home.
Jesus.
He says, my praise and my worship has shifted the atmosphere.
My God.
So when you praise God and when you worship God, the atmosphere in your home is going to be shifted.
My God, Jesus.
I said when you praise God and when you worship God, you're going to shift the atmosphere that's in your home. So God is saying, receive this song on tonight, shifting the atmosphere in the name of Jesus. This is a powerful, powerful song. Let it minister to your spirit in the name,
yes,
of Jesus.
God,
allow your ear gate
dollars.
Glory. The Bible says in this hour he is looking for those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. Continue to worship God. Continue to praise your God. Continue to trust and believe and have faith in God, and God will honor you. Without faith, it's impossible to believe in him, to please him. So I believe that as we pray tonight, as you put your petitions before God tonight, God has heard us collectively, and God is going to honor us as we continue to honor him with our lives. Good night, everyone. You and I have shifted the atmosphere tonight, and we'll continue to worship and praise God, and everything that's not of God or not for God will be torn down and will be broken. Every chain, everything that's not of God, what the devil meant for evil, God is going to turn that thing around and make it work for your good. So believe the Bible tonight. Good night, everyone. We love you. We'll continue to pray for you. Continue to pray for us. Good night. We love you, God.